Hilda, I am so proud of you. Who would have thought that my sister would head the charity event to benefit the Westbridge Library?
Not me, considering the last book she read was Yertle the Turtle.
Sabrina, pass me that hockey stick. I just found a new puck. Face off.
Oh, have mercy, me ladies. Remember, charity begins at home.
Oh, you're right. Should we donate him to Goodwill or the neighbor's Rottweiler?
Speaking of donations, have you taken my idea to auction off a celeb for a dream date?
Yeah, Brad Pitt said it's a toss-up between this and the picnic for the 4-H Club.
There's got to be people willing to auction themselves off for a good cause.
Sure, Joe Schmo will auction himself off. The trick is finding someone hot who people will pay big bucks for.
There is someone I can get you who's guaranteed to send people reaching deep into their wallets.
Mel Gibson, Mary, Queen of Scots, Cedric the Entertainer.
Wow, Zelly, you look great.
Yeah, fantastic. You know, a date with you will definitely get the library a new wing, maybe even a new branch.
Please, put me in that gown and you would have taken me in a hot minute.
No, definitely not.
That was gonna be my line.
Wow, Derek. I never thought I'd see you again.
Yeah, I guess things didn't end on the best of terms, but I wanted to let you know that I've changed a lot.
Apparently. I see you're carrying a very big purse.
Actually, it's my portfolio. I've been painting. People actually like my stuff. I'm gonna be having my own show soon.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, how about you? You're writing. You got Woodward and Bernstein shaking in their boots?
I'm just an intern. But I'm working on a big story, ordering Lynchgate. Yo, I've been working at the Boston Citizen. Josh is a photographer there, and he turned me on to the gig.
Josh? Oh, that was your on-again-off-again guy, right?
Was, but we've been very much on for the last 8 months.
Good for him. You got a great girl.
Thanks. Well, you mind if I take a peek at some of your work?
I thought you'd never ask.
No, I didn't know that you were interested in art. Oh, wow. These are good. What do you call this one?
Incantations.
Wow, I love it. I mean, it's got such a range of emotion. You know, the blues are so seductive and the reds are so passionate.
Yeah, the green represents rebirth.
Yeah, I got that. Wow, I could get completely lost in this painting. Derek, you have so much depth. What are you doing?
I thought I felt some little electricity between us. You know me, I'm passionate. I like to grab the moment.
Yeah, I'm passionate. I like to grab my boyfriend, Josh. And then, out of nowhere, we're in a lip lock.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you kissed him.
I didn't kiss him. He kissed me.
Huh? What? I'm trying to act interested.
This is such total dish.
Morgan, don't you dare say anything to anyone. The last thing Sabrina needs is Josh finding out before she's had a chance to tell him herself.
Are you insane? Sabrina can't tell Josh what happened.
Why not?
Because if she does, her relationship will be over. Men see the world in black and white.
I beg to differ. My day is often a pale palette of gray.
A kiss is a kiss, no matter who initiated it. If you tell Josh, he'll be furious, get insanely jealous, break up with you, end of story. Don't you think Josh is deeper and more enlightened than that?
The guy dated Morgan.
Good point.
So according to your scenario, Sabrina keeps her mouth shut, Josh finds out from some stranger off the street, and never trusts Sabrina again. Hey. If it ever comes to that, Sabrina just denies the whole thing completely.
You know, I have to agree with Roxy. I could never feel comfortable with Josh if I had to carry around this big, dark secret. You know, I mean, how many secrets can one girl handle?
What other secrets are you carrying around?
Long story. Hey, Josh.
Hey. How's it going?
Good. I mean, not good. You know, well, not bad. It might sound bad, but I think if you hear me out, you'll realize that I'm absolutely crazy about you and there's no need to overreact.
You all right?
I am, and I think you will be too if you listen carefully and try not to jump to conclusions.
Sabrina, what's going on?
Derek stopped by the coffee house last night.
Derek? That guy you used to date?
Yeah, he's an artist now, and he wanted to show me some of his paintings. You know, they were decent, blues, reds, that sort of thing. Anyway, before I knew it, Derek kissed me.
Really?
Wait, you said you'd hear me out. The kiss came out of absolutely nowhere. I immediately pushed him away, told him that he was out of line and that you and I are totally together. It meant absolutely nothing. You have to believe me.
I do believe you.
You do?
Of course. You couldn't help it if the guy's still hot for you. Now, I gotta finish organizing these photos.
I don't know. You know, just couldn't have been very easy for you to hear this. And I want you to know that you don't have to bury your overwhelming jealousy and rage behind your work.
Gotcha. Now, Mike needed these on his desk 5 minutes ago. I'll call you later.
Well, that went well. I guess.
Can I auction off my hula hoop separately or package it with this cauldron?
Hilda, you're supposed to come up with stuff that people actually want to buy. At least you've got one item that's guaranteed to bring in the big bucks.
So how did it go?
Definitely not the way I expected.
I knew it. I told you.
Oh, I'm shocked. Josh always struck me as the kind of guy who would understand.
That's just it. He did understand.
I told him about the kiss. He said he trusted me, kissed me on the cheek, and said he'd call me later. Sabrina, that's great.
Yeah, even I would have been compelled to mumble a mile of profanity.
Well, if it's so great, then why do I feel unsatisfied?
Duh, because you were expecting a more passionate response. The guy who is supposed to be in love with you is treating you like you're his sister or a roommate or a sofa or a dog.
Okay, I get the picture.
I think the fact that Josh didn't get all emotional and crazy is a good thing.
No, Josh putting his fist through a wall is a good thing.
Okay, now I'm unsatisfied and confused.
Well, Hilda, it looks like your charity auction is a smashing success.
Thanks, Ellie. And thank you, Harvey, for volunteering to serve the hors d'oeuvres.
Well, my pleasure. I also wanted to see how much personalized Harvey Kinkle hockey sticks go for.
I'm guessing big bucks. I bundled them with my hula hoop and a basket of perfume soaps. Oh, look, Zelly. Someone's coming to bid on you.
Enjoy a delightful evening of intellectual discourse with a brilliant, stunning PhD who's been published in countless scientific journals. See addendum for other irresistible credentials.
I wrote it myself. What do you think?
Unless William F. Buckley shows up, I hope you've got swimsuit photos in the addendum. Wow, he didn't even make it to the addendum.
He was obviously too intimidated to bid with his fantasy woman standing right here. Maybe it's best if I slip away quietly so the bidding frenzy can begin.
You're the genius of the family.
Hey, Salem, are my aunts around?
I've got a smile and an entire cheesecake. What do you think?
Where are they?
They're at the charity auction. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm about to sink my teeth into the new Francesca Flom novel.
Ravage Me Mucho Bubala?
Francesca's the best-selling author in the other realm. Paws down, she's the queen of passion and romance.
Well, do you think there's a chance that she would give me some romantic advice?
About as much chance as you getting a slice of this cheesecake.
Hey. As the beads of sweat multiplied like rabid protozoa, they professed their love forever.
Wow, that's beautiful.
I know. What I don't know is who you are and what you're doing in my office.
Sorry, I'm Sabrina Spellman, and I was hoping you could help me. See, when I told my boyfriend that my old boyfriend kissed me, he barely reacted at all.
Uh-huh. An insecure female protagonist with a disturbingly passive paramour. Oh, my dear, I have written your character 1,000 times.
Great, I'm a stereotype. The character I'm worried about is the passive paramour. I mean, if my boyfriend really cared about me, wouldn't he have had a more passionate response?
You want him more jealous?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, I can do that.
What do you mean?
Oh, I have everyone's love life on file. I'll just do a rewrite on your love interest. Let me see now. Oh, I'm guessing that would be Harvey?
Oh, no, that's the early chapters. My boyfriend now is Josh.
Oh, yes, I see that. Ooh, he has that new rugged look. Well, I'd better get started. I just need to fetch my writing tool. Oh, tool!
Wow, that's some laptop.
And he's not even booted up.
Well, that worked out. I had Francesca rewrite Josh for me. Next time I see him, I'll get that passionate response I've been waiting for. Ooh, that's him.
I can't have company see me like this.
Hi, Josh.
Finally. I've been looking all over town for you. You're hiding him here, aren't you?
Hiding who?
That dirtbag, Derek. Tell me where he is or I'll tear this house apart. Closet by closet, drawer by drawer.
Josh, Derek's not here, and even if he was, he wouldn't fit in a drawer.
Aha, you're hiding him in the dining room, aren't you?
I think Francesca may have gone a little bit overboard on the jealousy thing.
Don't blame Francesca. She didn't have squat to work with.
He's upstairs, isn't he?
No, look, you're acting crazy.
Well, how am I supposed to act after hearing about that kiss?
I'm still trying to figure that out. Listen, maybe we should reschedule tonight. I just remembered I have this thing I have to rewrite as soon as possible.
What thing? A love letter to Derek? Hey, come out of there. I know you're in there.
Okay, you know, you need to go home and get some rest.
How am I supposed to rest when every time I close my eyes, I see you and that sleazeball kissing behind my back?
Try a little St. John's wort. Good night. Well, I can't have a relationship with a jealous freak. I thought you said Francesca was the greatest romance novelist of all time.
What can I say? Every now and then, she writes a stinker.
Nice technique. I've got an emergency. Where's Francesca?
Off on another Julia Roberts romantic crisis.
Boy, for a pretty woman, she sure goes through them. Well, when is she gonna be back?
With Julia? Hard to say. 2 weeks? Maybe never.
What? You mean I might be stuck with Josh as a jealous lunatic forever?
On the bright side, I will have more time to work on my biceps.
This is ridiculous. I can't spend the rest of my life with a boyfriend who puts his fist through walls. For one thing, I'll lose my security deposit.
Sabrina, I would love to help you, but I am no writer.
Wait a minute. I'm a writer. I mean, if I can crank out a newspaper article at a moment's notice, I'm sure I can rewrite a romance novel.
I'm willing to do anything I can to help. I am Fabrizio.
Okay, why are you taking your shirt off?
That is what Francesca always has me do. But if it is distracting, I will put it back on.
No. It's good enough for Francesca. It is good enough for me. Harvey, people are fighting like crazy over your hockey sticks, but no one has bid on Zelda.
That's because my hockey sticks didn't brag about how brilliant and beautiful they are.
But Zelda is brilliant and beautiful. I've got to be able to squeeze some cash out of that somehow. Yo! Check out this table! Who will be the lucky man to snap up the most valuable prize here? Well, here comes a man who knows a good value when he sees one.
You bet I do. These shortbread cookies are worth triple the price.
You chose cookies over my sister?
Well, they're from Scotland. Those are the best.
Stealing herself with an inner strength heretofore unknown. Sabrina assures Josh that Derek's kiss meant nothing. But Josh, still fearful that he might lose his beloved, eloquently expresses his heartfelt sensitivity to Sabrina. Wow! I moved you to tears. Am I that good?
No, that is what Francesca always has me do. But if it is distracting, I can stop.
Hey, now your choice. Great. There's my sensitive Josh. Now I'll finally get that heartfelt response I've been waiting for.
Oh, Sabrina, thank God you're here. I'm ready to lose my mind.
Oh, what happened? A customer asked you for a refill?
No, it's that boyfriend of yours.
Oh, Sabrina, please don't go. I can't bear the thought of my life without you in it.
Gross. He's even more pathetic now than when he was dull and passionless.
I know you must hate me for acting like this, for unveiling my weak side to you.
Josh, get a grip.
But I'm devastated that your lips have touched another man's.
Okay, this is definitely not what I had in mind.
I know I can be a little clingy and needy, but I can change.
Yeah, well, the sooner the better.
Well?
Take your shirt off. We got writing to do.
Harvey, the bidding is almost over and Zelda's sheet is still blank. This will be terrible for her self-esteem.
I don't think the red-hot Renaissance woman has a self-esteem problem.
Trust me, she may come off totally confident and self-possessed, but she'll be devastated. I've got to do something. Please, I'm begging you! Somebody date my precious, wonderful, sweet sister! Or she's gonna make my life a living hell!
No way! With a pompous attitude like Zelda's, you should pay us to go out with her.
Now you're talking. Give me a grand and I'll tolerate her for an evening.
I'll put up with her for $9.50.
You must be insane.
You're right. I'll stay with my hockey stick and soap basket.
You think I'd actually pay someone to date my sister? All right, 900 and not a penny more. Oh, there's Josh. Whew. Okay, I worked really hard on this rewrite. I've unpsychoed him, I've de-wimped him. I know this is gonna be the Josh for me.
All right, woman, I'm taking you away from Derek once and for all. Our burros are outside, and we have Nazis to hunt down.
This romance writing is a lot harder than it looks.
That was quick. What was wrong with the latest, Josh?
Let's just say my idea of a romantic evening is not hunting down Klaus Barbie.
I'm back. Ooh, so are you. I thought I finished your rewrite.
Unfortunately, it didn't work. Josh became way too jealous. So in your absence, I did a couple of rewrites, but they were complete disasters.
Everyone's a writer.
Sabrina, it sounds to me like you don't know how you want Josh to react. So perhaps it's best if we start over, work from the original draft.
An excellent idea.
An excellent idea would be for you to wash and fluff Mr. Chow. Julia Roberts just shed all over him. Let me quickly reread the problem chapter, and after I get a sense of it, then we'll figure out our approach. Writing romance novels is not an easy craft. Take me back to Sabrina's original draft. Aw. No wonder none of the other rewrites worked out.
What are you talking about?
Sabrina, as with any good story, you need to read between the lines, examine the gestures, the expression.
Derek stopped by the coffee house last night.
Derek, that guy you used to date?
I see a very emotional reaction here.
Really?
The news cut like a dagger through Josh's heart. Could Sabrina's old boyfriend, Derek, have rekindled the flame between them?
Yeah, he's an artist now. He wanted to show me some of his paintings. You know, they were decent. Reds, blues, that sort of thing. Anyway, before I knew it, Derek kissed me.
Josh's heart started pumping wildly. Would his one true love leave him sad, desperate, and pining for the rest of his born days?
Really?
Wait! You said you'd hear me out. The kiss came out of absolutely nowhere. I immediately pushed him away, told him that he was out of line and that you and I are totally together. It meant absolutely nothing. You have to believe me.
I do believe you.
And Josh did believe her. And he could see that Sabrina's words were heartfelt. And he knew that they had built a strong bond of trust between them. And he loved her more than ever.
Wow, you know, looking back at it, Josh seems so much more...
romantic? Sabrina, the reason why none of the other rewrites worked is because the original story was perfect the way it was.
Yeah, I guess so.
Many times, people mistake jealousy and insecurity for passion. But true love is built on trust and mutual respect.
Thanks, Francesca. You know, for helping me read between the lines. Oh, that's the newspaper paging me. Well, if you ever need me to write a hard news story for you, I'm much better with that.
Thank you, dear. Fabrizio! Now it's my turn to get washed and fluffed.
Hey, burning the midnight oil?
Yep, man's gotta do what a man's gotta do.
And a girl's gotta let her man do what he does because changing him will only get her into trouble.
Say that again?
That's not important. Is Mike here? I think he paged me.
Nope. It's just you and me and Henri.
Who's Henri?
I am Henri. Good evening, mademoiselle. I'll be your waiter tonight.
What? What's going on?
Oh, just your average photographer boyfriend having a romantic dinner with his not-so-average journalist girlfriend. Henri, lights, please.
Josh, this is unbelievable.
No, you're unbelievable. I guess I've always known that, but for some reason, it really hit me when you told me about that kiss.
It did?
Yeah, I have to admit, at first, I was a little jealous. And then I found myself getting insecure.
And let's not forget your Nazi hunting phase.
What?
Go on.
Then I realized I had no reason to get all crazy. One of the things I love most about you is that I know I can trust you. Is this making any sense?
Totally. And she fell into his arms, bathed in the contentment that she had found the Josh she had always dreamed of.
Wow, you should write romance novels.
No, I think I'll just stick with the romance.
after I finished my fellowship at the Sorbonne, I took a brief sabbatical at Oxford.
Uh-huh. You pass the steak sauce?
Larry, I hate to be tacky. Mm-hmm. But what did the bidding finally close at for this date?
Oh, 900 big ones.
Really? That's an impressive figure.
I still say you got me cheap.
What do you mean I got you cheap?
I should have held out for a grand.
Wait a minute. Let me understand this. You're saying you were given money to go on a date with me?
Yeah, didn't your sister tell you?
Hilda's gonna pay for this.
She already did.